AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. It is the Matt McNeil Show for your Tuesday. Matt, Patrick, howdy, Patrick. You have a good weekend there?
Had a very busy weekend. I was up north a few days, just got back in this afternoon.
Where are we at? What part?
I spent a couple days in Ely, and then I was in Duluth last night.
Nice. Ely is one of my favorite towns. Oh, gosh. They got great restaurants up there, and it's just such pretty country, too. So glad to have you back. I hope you got some downtime.
I definitely did get some downtime. I was eager to get back behind the board, though.
Okay, well, it's good to have you back here. Two things I want to announce about things coming up. Now, first of all, we begin our Democratic Convention coverage today with the special coverage. Now, what that means is coming up after my show, the Devil's Advocate guys out of Milwaukee are going to be live for 2 hours, 4 till 6. They're going to have interviews and talking to a lot of people going on out there. At 8 o'clock tonight till 10 o'clock tonight, we will carry the major speeches right here on AM 950. And then at 10 o'clock, we will go back to the Devil's Advocate guys who are doing double duty. They're going to be doing more interviews that evening. So a lot to be there. And we're going to be doing this pretty much this week, so for the rest of the week. So, yeah, just make sure, once again, after my show, Devil's Advocate guys, they're on the air. Then, of course, at 8 o'clock tonight, we go to the speeches at the convention, and then the Devil's Advocate guys out of Milwaukee, they're back on the air at 10 o'clock tonight. Also, I did want to make sure I mention, I had just the absolute privilege of talking to former Secretary of State Joan Groh earlier today. She's got a brand new book out, and I wanted to make sure that we did an interview with her. Now, to hear that interview, you have to become a member. These are the interviews that we did, that we do just for the members, and we're posting it today. And it's just a spectacular conversation of how we got more people in Minnesota to vote better pretty much than any other place in the country. And it really is a great interview with Joan, the Madam Secretary, as she talks about how her term there, which was nearly 25 years, how she basically was a champion of expanded voting and more convenient voting, because that was a right that people have here. To get to listen to that, you have to become a member, though. Now, if you are a member, head on over. You'll get the link there. You can go over there, listen to that interview. Plus, we did a revisit with the Chris Cluey interview from a few years ago. A fantastic interview that we did with him about kneeling in sports, and we revisit that one as well. Those are back up on the air today. If you're not a member and you do want to hear these interviews, plus all the other members-only interviews that we've done, what you have to do is go over to am950radio.com. That's am950radio.com. Go to the membership tab there, click on that, and then you can sign up to become a member. You can do a one-time payment. You can do a regular recurring payment. And, of course, you can become a member. You help keep Progressive Radio on the air in Minneapolis-St. Paul through the election cycle. And then you get access to the interviews. It's a cool deal. So go check that out as well. 952-946-6205. Our Democrat of the day is someone we had on 2 years ago, Brad Brown. He's running in 31A. If that district sounds familiar, that's Kurt Dowd's seat. And Brad is running to unseat Kurt Dowd in 31A to represent the district for the DFL. He's kind enough to join us today as Democrat of the day. Brad, thank you and welcome on back.
Thank you, Matt. Thank you for having me.
My pleasure. I would have loved to have seen you win in 2018. it didn't happen.
Me also.
Yes. We just, and a daily reminder almost, it's the state nightmare that is Kurt Dowd. I mean, the fact that he was out mocking the Senate, basically executing prisoners as regards to, firing wrongfully the commissioners for the of the governor's staff. It really is disturbing that this guy is actually not only even in the House, but he's in a leadership position for the Republicans.
Exactly. He's holding up the bonding bill, and the bonding bill is supposed to get people back to work. One of the articles he has is with so many still struggling from the impacts of the pandemic and Governor Wall's shutdown, my top priority will be helping families, farmers, and small businesses recover. I don't see how holding back the bonding bill helps any of that recover. I don't know what he's thinking. It's a power struggle. It's a power play.
Well,
I'm not
Well, he's done this. He's done this all the time. He's done this. I remember he did this back with Mark Dayton, and he talked about when he put the ice bucket challenge picture of Governor Dayton out and talked about how he poured cold water all over Mark Dayton, and then Dayton just toyed with the guy. I mean, the whole light rail thing and constantly, you know, going around him and basically making him, moot as far as kind of a negotiator. He still is doing these same things, and you're exactly right. He wants to basically try to hold – he's trying to use the bonding bill, which I'm pretty sure your district, many other districts could desperately need right now. He's trying to use this as a political, poker chip to get Governor Walz, who is doing a fairly good job here with coronavirus and managing it for the state, to hand over his emergency powers and, I guess, make us into Georgia or Texas or Florida or something like that.
Well, I received a copy of Governor Walz's response to Minority Leader Dowd, and he pretty much, conceded a lot of different things to him in a way of compromising. It is a hand across the aisle, more or less. And asked him to stop playing petty political victories, trying to one up, so to speak. And he's given up all sorts of things. And Dowd just kind of turned his nose up at it and said, "No, I want you to be totally out of it, and relinquish everything." And I don't see where he's got a leg to stand on. And I hope the constituents out here, along with me, feel the same way come November 3rd.
Well, and it really is. I've never complimented someone on how good they punched me in the face, and I don't know why the voters of that district keep electing the guy, because that's basically what they're doing when they keep sending him back. Is they're saying thank you very much for punching me in the face, because he doesn't do these things. And you're right. You surmised his negotiation style perfectly. It's his way or the highway. It's a petulant man-child who basically, unless you do exactly what he says, that he takes all of his toys and he goes home. And, at this point, though, he's costing, because he's not getting everything he wants. It's costing him it's costing the state dramatically with the bonding bill.
Exactly. And he spent part of his time in Washington, D.C. with Emmer. And I guarantee you, if you vote me in, I'll be a full-time representative of this area. I'll represent my people full-time.
If you don't mind, Brad, let's once again refresh everyone's memory exactly who you are, why you've decided to run and try to unseat Kurt Dowd there in 31A.
Well, I'll tell you exactly the truth. I couldn't see. I'm a labor individual. I came from labor, born and bred. I've been born and bred union. And my father was a machinist president, and later on business rep for the Machinist Union. I've been a member of the same union for about 29 years, worked in a union shop, went from apprentice all up to running the shop 29 years later, and soon after that retired. And I couldn't see the state turning into a right-to-work state. I've got so much that I owe to my brothers in the union that I can't see it go that way. What I really want is health care for all, a good education, and good jobs for everyone. And I'd sure like to see veterans' rights upheld, because right now in the Senate, they turned down the Veterans Restorative Justice Act. And I can't see that. That would have saved the state $1.2 million a year. But they seem to be doing the wrong things at the wrong time.
it's amazing to me, and what you see here is this is it's not just the House where you're running, but you have to have that Senate, because the Republicans, they will always take a toehold and try to turn it into a firm grip no matter what they do. And so unless we have a Democratic House and Democratic Senate, it's kind of one of those things where you run into these problems. And even common sense stuff doesn't get done. And it is a problem. I mean, I think that when I think about, Kurt Dowd, and I think about jobs, let's go with that for – talk about that for a moment, because that's near and dear to your heart. It's – okay, fine. He's against the idea of the $15 minimum wage. But it's not just the fact that even though we have got – especially during this pandemic, and as we've learned, there's most people don't have enough money check to check when they're working to make it – that we can make an argument that we definitely need to increase the salaries of American workers. The reality is not only does he not want to do that, but that a community like Minneapolis, where, once again, this is Kurt Dowd. This is a guy that screams, keep your metro noses out of my business. And here he is going into Minneapolis, which is not his district, and trying to dictate that $15 minimum wage, even though Minneapolis is saying, well, you need to have this just to be able to survive in this city. He's trying his hardest to take away advancements for the workers.
Well, I'm surprised he went in Minneapolis. After all, he's been preaching out here that it's very unsafe. Don't hey, constituents, don't go down to Minneapolis because it's a dangerous area. Mm-hmm. Because the Democrats don't have it under control down there. The police force is just shorthanded, and crime is running rampant. Mm-hmm. And then, yet he goes down there and he kind of sticks his nose where it doesn't belong. He runs on two things, pro-life and pro-gun.
Which
is, and that's basically his platform. And, you know, I've door knocked at a lot of doors 2 years ago, and I really talked to a lot of people, and I found no one that really liked him. But at the same time, when it came to Election Day, like you said, they voted for him.
You nail it there, and I think that one of the things that's a benefit, and I know that you said you were having some success last time. When we last time talked, you talked about the health care issue. It's only more prevalent now that we have a pandemic going on in this country. And where you see guys like Kurt Dowd and Paul Gazelka pandering to this fringe element that says, I don't care, I'm going to make everyone sick by not wearing a mask. The reality is most people are scared about where things are going, have all of a sudden come to realize that the medical system we have in place is a lot worse than it was 4 years ago when Trump took over. And the and there is a real fear here that, you know, that this is not only something that is, you know, quite deadly, but financially could wipe out a lot of families as it takes out a lot of members of a family.
Exactly. And, you know, we've got an option now. We've got an option that we didn't really have before, or at least I didn't know about before. I knew about, I was really Medicare for all, single payer is what I, believe in. But now we have Senator John Marty, and he's got the Minnesota Health Plan, which is based on the ability to pay. It covers everything, mm-hmm. and it's based on the ability to pay. And it sounds like, what I've read about it so far, it sounds like a great plan, and it's really affordable. It's really something we need. And, you know, I've talked to so many people. That's the thing that keeps a lot of the older people from retiring. It keeps a lot of younger people from having children and getting married and getting the house they want.
Absolutely.
And because one small little catastrophe when it comes to your health, you'd lose it all.
Yeah, and of course it comes from while the Republicans just sit there and demand that the Democrats do what they want them to do, Democrats are coming up with solutions for Minnesota, and hopefully we can get some of these done. I want to ask you, because it's something you did, you know, do a great amount of door knocking last election cycle. How are you guys dealing with the pandemic? Obviously, this is something that it's new territory for a lot of people. How has that gone? Have you got a plan in place? Are you social distance door knocking? How is it going?
We haven't done door knocking so far because we've been pretty much told that that's not the thing to do. What I've done is I've set up a website, which is brown4mnhouse.com. That's brown4mnhouse.com, and also I'm on Facebook. And we're doing little pop-up ads here and there. I've sent out a mailer so far, and I plan on sending another mailer type of flyer in conjunction with our new senatorial candidate against Michelle Benson. And her and I are going to meet on Friday. Her name is Kate Luthner. And she's running against Michelle Benson. And so in conjunction with her, which she has the whole district, and I have 35A, we plan on doing a joint mailer and plan on sharing some signs and locations of good places to put signs. But right now, no, door knocking is not on the agenda right now.
Are you doing any will you have any kind of online community groups, town halls, listening sessions?
I would love to do that. In fact, I've done a lot of, I've got a lot of endorsements. That's what I'm working on now. I've submitted 18 different endorsements, mostly labor organizations, Education Minnesota, Minnesota Nurses Associations, and organizations like that, Move to Amend. I'm into that. And a lot of different organizations. And matter of fact, Light Rail endorsed me. That's Brothers of Electrical Railroad Workers and Trainmen. Mm-hmm. Anyway, it's a union, and it represents Light Rail, and they endorsed me. In fact, they sent me some contributions to go towards my campaign and pay for more signs. So I appreciate every endorsement that I get.
Well, and this is the key, and this is why we're having Brad Brown on, once again, 31A Democrat of the Day. Folks, if you're listening right now, you're in a relatively safe Democratic district, by all means, help out your local congresswoman, congressman, senator, by all means. Help those people out. But as well, get up to 31A. Brad Brown, this is just north of the metro area. It's a district that, it's like I said, they Kurt Dowd is not giving them any reasons to vote for him outside of being a belligerent, petulant man-child. You know, Brad Brown is representation that would actually help that district, not basically just use the position for his own personal agenda. And so we need to get Brad into the Minnesota House with the Democratic majority, because that district needs someone that's going to care for the district. And that's the least bit. Brad, once again, what's the phone number if someone wants to volunteer, donate, help out, phone bank for you, whatever? What's the web address for people to get in touch with you?
763-260-0381. Mm-hmm. 763-260-0381. And then Brown, the number 4, mnhouse.com. It's the same on Facebook. It's Brown, the number 4, MN House.
MNHouse.com for the webpage. I'll post everything. I'll link to everything a little bit later on. Brad Brown, Democrat of the Day. Brad, all my best. I hope to see you in St. Paul next year. It'd be great.
Thank you, Matt. I hope to be there.
Thank you, sir. Brad Brown, Democrat of the Day, 31A. We'll take a break. Come on back. It is the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
Crooner's Supper Club is leading the Twin Cities back to live performances this summer with two new distance-safe outdoor dinner show options. The popular Lakeside Drive-In concerts will continue with new shows added throughout the summer. And not to be outdone, Crooner's is also introducing a new Lakeside Cafe in its outdoor patio space designed to offer a more intimate, distance-safe outdoor dinner show experience. So head to Crooner's Supper Club off Moore Lake and Highway 65 this summer for some delicious food and great music. Make your reservations now at croonersmn.com.
With all the convenient big box stores that sell appliances, why do so many Minnesotans choose Warner Stellion? Check online to learn that Warner Stellion is a Minnesota family-owned business for over 60 years. Warner Stellion sells more brands than anyone else, and our passionate specialists are committed to impressing you so much that you'll refer us to everyone you know. That's our mission here at Warner Stellion. Ask around. Check us out online. And when it's your time to buy appliances, join over 300,000 Minnesota homeowners and choose the specialists, Warner Stellion.
Now, more than ever, we are being faced daily with the topic of human mortality, and for many people, estate planning has been top of mind. Getting your estate planning done now can be easy and cost-effective. Schroman Law offers virtual options for initial consultations so that new clients can safely initiate the process. With many facing uncertain financial situations, Schroman Law also offers affordable fees for legal documents. Learn more at schromanlaw.com. That's schromenlaw.com.
When you need legal assistance, let the Minnesota Lawyer and Referral Information Service help you find the right attorney. It's a new and enhanced program of the Hennepin and Ramsey County Bar Associations. They have professional, experienced referral counselors who can connect you to vetted attorneys practicing in employment law, divorce, bankruptcy, DUI, and much more. Take the stress out of finding a lawyer. Call 612-752-6699 or go to mnlawyerreferral.org. The right call for the right lawyer.
Are your remote workers putting your company at risk? Not sure what steps to take to secure your data? Hi, Mark Sommerfeld from Rimark. The Rimark team is guiding our clients through these difficult times. In fact, demand has been so high, we created an easy-to-follow guide with the 5 steps to securely work from home. It's yours free. Download our 5 steps to securely work from home now at RimarkIT.com or call 651-328-8900 for a no-cost how-to discussion.
AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. It is the Matt McNeil Show. And once again, thanks to Brad Brown for joining us as Democrat of the Day today. 952-946-6205, 952-946-6205. You guys see the alien spaceship yesterday? Well, I don't know what it was, but there was a weird, that was a weird looking thing. If you've not seen it, City Pages has it. And a lot of people saw it. And matter of fact, I knew multiple people that took pictures of it. And like, what in the world is this? It's something. It's a, I personally would like to welcome my alien overlords. And, you know, if you're looking for tasty man flesh to be eating, well, I'm going to point right away to Patrick. I mean, let's see. That's going to – Patrick, is the aliens eat Patrick first. Give me time to run away. Welcome to your new planet. 952. That would basically would that be – that'd be on brand for 2020 this year, wouldn't it? It would. 952-946-6205. It's a, I was watching the trailer for A Quiet Place 2. I don't know, even quieter. I don't know. A Quiet Place 2, and I'm watching that and I'm like, that doesn't seem that bad. So it's like, oh yeah. Aliens will track you down by your sound waves. Oh, all right. Have you seen Trump? I mean, because yeah. It doesn't look like it's that much worse than what we got going on right now. Let's get into the Minnesota coronavirus update for today. Minnesota's second COVID-19 pandemic wave is showing signs of leveling off with 359 lab-confirmed infections reported on Tuesday of the coronavirus. While daily numbers reported on Tuesdays have typically been lower, reflecting reduced testing and diagnostic activity on the weekends, that is just one of the lowest numbers. That is one of the lowest numbers in weeks. The average daily case count has been more than 700 in late July and early August, but has now dropped below the mark. The timing at least coincides with the state indoor mask wearing mandate that took effect on July 25th. Because it often takes 2 to 4 weeks before any public health strategy or major events in the pandemic show up in case numbers. State Health Commissioner Jan Malcolm said there's no way to prove that the mandate made the difference, though. It's often really hard, if not impossible, to pin down precisely what interventions have of the percentage of effect. But certainly the fact that we have seen stabilization in our cases and even a trend downward, it certainly coincides in time that we have to expect to see the mask mandate. The state also reported 9 COVID-19 deaths on Tuesday, 304 hospitalizations, an increase of 18 from Monday, and included 154 people in intensive care due to breathing problems, other complications from their infections. I think one of the most popular most powerful moments from last night on the Democratic convention was the woman coming out and talking about her dad, whose only pre-existing condition was she trusted Donald Trump, and he's dead because of coronavirus. And you know that is, you know, if Kurt Dowd and Paul Gazelka and the Republican Party in Minnesota had the way that they want to do things, this state would be in atrocious condition. They would be demanding, and there would be state laws right now saying that you have to go to school in person, and that if you don't, the teachers are fired and the kid fails the grade, and that's just that. And that is who these people are. And that there's no mandate for masks. And of course, the minute that they pass them all, the first thing they'd come out and it's like, well, we hope people are responsible. Dude, I said it yesterday with the hand washing thing. You know, you basically have to have rules in place. And if you discover people are getting sick because people aren't washing their hands at a restaurant, well, then you shut the restaurant down. If you've got a pandemic going on and people are sick and they're coughing all over the people and they're welcoming people on in and they're not wearing masks, well, you've just created a petri dish of hell. So, yeah, maybe you should be shut down as well. Vern is in White Bear. Vern, thanks for holding. Welcome on into the show.
Hi, Matt. A couple things. One, I was just totally blown away by Michelle Obama last night.
Oh, yeah.
She really nailed it. Oh, absolutely nailed it.
Beautiful, and, beautiful.
And the other thing was Trump's little BS thing down in Mankato. I couldn't believe public radio aired the entire thing yesterday. So I was listening to some of it, and I swear to you, you know, you remember he kept alluding to people on the stage, Mike Lindbaugh, the pillow guy, and Gazelka and Dowd, who managed to make it there. Gee, I don't know how they did that, but he kept alluding to these people, and he, I think Hagedorn was there as well. But he kept couple of times kept, you know, how he kept saying, well, what do you think of that, Tom? And he kept saying Tom, and I'm thinking, Tom, at least twice. I heard him say Tom, and I'm thinking, there's no Tom on stage. What the hell is he talking about? He had the wrong name. I think he's referring to Jim Hagedorn, and he was saying Tom. But I never heard anything more about it on the news, and I just can't stand to go back and listen to the whole thing.
You mean Tom Hagedorn? Jim, the way the Republicans go, Jim, if that is true, Jim has gone over to the courthouse to change his name officially to Tom, just so he doesn't upset Donald Trump. Thanks, Vern. I appreciate the phone call. I would highly encourage you, if you do have to watch one of the Trump speeches, watch it through Aaron Rupar's Roops with the Scoops Twitter feed. He does on point fact check the guy as he goes through, and is actually quite good at what he's doing here. So I wanted to mention, speaking of Hagedorn, why not? DFL challenger Dan Freehand accused Jim Hagedorn of being asleep at the wheel, describing the news reports that the first-term congressman's office directed at least $100,000 of taxpayer money to a printing company owned by one of the staff members. He called it shocking and disgraceful. Hagedorn fired his chief of staff, Peter Sue, over concerns about spending irregularities. A nonpartisan watchdog group has called for an investigation into Hagedorn's spending of his allowance fund. Hagedorn has failed the most basic responsibility to be a steward of the taxpayer resources, and yet has yet to again attempted to pass the buck, Freehand said in his first statement since the mailing scandal broke. News about the improper spending was first reported by the Minnesota Reformer, a nonprofit independent news organization. Feehan is making a second bid for the seat by Hagedorn, said the revelations about Hagedorn's spending are at best disqualifying, at worst raise concerns of criminal activity. It is clear Hagedorn is asleep at the wheel, allowing over $100,000 of hard-earned taxpayer dollars to be funneled into his own employees' pockets. Feehan said, there is far more to learn about the abuse of taxpayer dollars in Hagedorn's office and who it benefited. During an interview with the Forum News Services in Mankato, Hagedorn said he took immediate action once he heard about the expenditures problem, making both personal and policy decision changes in his office. Frankly, it's one of those things you find out that somebody delegates duties to. Duties didn't get done the way I wanted, Hagedorn said in apparent reference to his former chief of staff. As soon as I found out about it, I took decisive action. I want to make sure we understand something. This was about mailers in his district. I don't know what the official story is, but my guess would be Hagedorn knew exactly what was going on because, you know, he's, you know, trying to use that budget to basically send mailers. And not only that, but that is, he's burning through his budget to send mailers in his district, but he's going, it's lining the pockets of his staff. So Hagedorn said the news reports have incorrectly reported that his personal changes he made were done recently. Those actions were taken 2 months ago. His office is open to outside review, he said. The findings of an internal review being conducted by an attorney working for him will be shared as things come available. Sure it will. The Minnesota Reformer also reported Friday that Hagedorn had paid $340,000 for printing services to Abernathy West, a company which has existed for less than a year and seems to have gone to great lengths to conceal its ownership, it said. Hagedorn, who is – so wait a minute here. You've got $100,000 going to a printing company owned by one of your own employees, by one of his staff members. Now we've got reports that there's another $340,000 going to a mysterious Abernathy West company that has once again gone to great lengths to conceal its ownership. Hagedorn, who was elected to Congress in 2018, defeating Feehan by less than 1% of the vote, reportedly spends more money than any other congressman, is twice as much as the average House representative's office, according to Legistorm, a company that tracks congressional budgets. He spent $500,000 in the first 3 months of this year, which accounted for nearly 40% of his yearly taxpayer funded office budget and is the equivalent of the average congressional office spent on payroll and expenses combined during that time frame. Hagedorn reportedly spent $280,000 or 19% of his entire annual budget on printing and sending mail to constituents in the first 3 months of the year. Of that amount, $60,000 went to Invoke Technologies for printing work. The Texas-based company was formed in 2011, owned by John Sample of Houston. Sample is one of Hagedorn's staff members, drawing a $45,000 annual pay. Well, actually, now he's getting a lot more money than that. It sounds like he's actually getting paid big time. And by the way, he's getting paid $45,000 a year as a part-time employee handling digital media. Sample work used. Okay, wait a minute here. He's doing digital media for you, but he owns a printing mailing company. and you're paying him $45,000 to work part-time. Boy, this sure stinks to high hell. It sure does. It sure does. Sample used to work with Sue in the Virginia state government, the Minnesota Reformer reported. Hey, I don't know. Hey, Dorn, why are you employing all these people from Houston and Virginia? Don't you have anyone in Minnesota that you could bring into your office? Maybe that's your problem. Is it seems like your office might only exist, your staff in your office might only exist as a reward to other Republicans. I don't know. It sure seems like something like that's going on. Needless to say, I think Jim Hagedorn's got some problems. Oh, no. We're going to take a break. When we come on back, Jackie Craig's going to join us. Jackie is a delegate to the Democratic Convention, and Jackie is not in Milwaukee. She is at home. We'll talk to her about the virtual convention when we do return. It's the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
I'm Nick Slavik, proprietor of the Nick Slavik Painting and Restoration Company. I've been a craftsman for more than 25 years. My company has been awarded more than 5 national awards for craftsmanship. You won't find somebody who loves their job more than me. I've devoted my life to my family, my craft, my business, and to the people who trust me with their projects. And I'm happier for doing it. Visit NICKSLAVIK.com to learn more.
Hi, this is Chad from AM 950. With the recent round of storms that came through the Twin Cities, some of you may have sustained damage to your roofing, siding, or windows. Call Snap Construction, the company we trust, to see if you sustained damage. Snap Construction is arguably the most well-reviewed roofing, siding, and window company in the metro. Ryan, how are you able to help people that may have had damage from these storms?
Well, Chad, with experience, we've helped thousands of Minnesotans with their storm damage claims. If you suspect your home has damage or was denied in the past, give us a call for your free inspection. It can take up to a year for hail and wind damage to reveal itself. The insurance process can be complicated. We make it easy. We use the same costing software that all insurance companies rely on. As always, we stand behind our work with a lifetime craftsmanship guarantee. Don't wait. Call us for your free estimate or inspection today. 612-333-SNAP. 612-333-SNAP.
Hi, Matt McNeil from AM 950. Toyota is making the best vehicles on the market today. The Highlander, the RAV4, Camry, Sienna, all their models are sensational, designed for the driver. Once you realize which Toyota vehicle is best for you, the next step is to head over to the best Toyota dealership in Minnesota, Rudy Luther Toyota. Getting the best vehicle at the best dealership is important, and I trust them, period. Head over, tell them I told you to stop on in. Rudy Luther Toyota, the southeast corner of 394 and 169, 5 miles west of downtown Minneapolis.
Now, more than ever, we are being faced daily with the topic of human mortality. And for many people, estate planning has been top of mind. Getting your estate planning done now can be easy and cost-effective. Schroman Law offers virtual options for initial consultations so that new clients can safely initiate the process. With many facing uncertain financial situations, Schroman Law also offers affordable fees for legal documents. Learn more at schromanlaw.com. That's schromenlaw.com.
AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. Once again, a big thank you to a lot of people who have become members of AM 950. Stephen in West St. Paul, Ralph in Minneapolis, Deborah in Minneapolis, Bruce in St. Paul, Bill in St. Paul, Marvin in Minneapolis, Bob in Minneapolis, John in St. Paul, Doris in New Brighton, Marshall in Golden Valley, Ann in Coon Rapids, Kathy in Plymouth, and Colin in Eden Prairie. Thank you very much. Members of AM 950. Now, you can become a member, too. Just head on over to am950radio.com. Click on the membership tab. Become a member, a one-time payment, or a regular recurring payment. And, of course, you get access to the special members-only interviews, including Joan Groh. Once again, the former Secretary of State. She's written a new book where she talks about how Minnesota has become the bastion of voting that it is. A great interview that we did with her just this morning. That is up there. That's a members-only interview available to you if you want to become a member. Go to am950radio.com, am950radio.com, and become a member today. Of course, the Democratic Convention last night kicked off with some pretty spectacular moments, including, Bernie Sanders' speech was actually quite good. Of course, Michelle Obama, it's hard to beat that. A lot of other great moments. But it is all online, which to a point actually I think helps streamline it a little bit. Things moved pretty quickly, but unfortunately, it's lost a little bit of the pomp and circumstance that you usually had with the convention. I wanted to talk with someone who is a delegate that was supposed to go to Milwaukee this year for the Democratic convention. Jackie Craig is kind enough to join us today to talk about the changes and the virtual convention, and maybe I can find out all the details, all the background secrets, what's going on if you're a delegate in the virtual age. Hey, Jackie.
Hi, how are you, Matt?
I'm doing very well. I don't think you're alone by it when I asked this question, but it probably was really tough when as a delegate, you finally got there, you're going to be going to a convention, and then they make the call that, no, we're going to have to do this all online.
Yes, it was a bit of a downer, I'm not going to lie, but I got to tell you, I'm still, the extrovert in me really wanted to get out, see people, do the hugging, all of that fun stuff, but I got to say, they're doing a really excellent job in our meetings that we're doing via Zoom. It's not quite the same, but still you get that same extrovert high that's important to me. So it's been going really well. Definitely would much prefer in person if we were able to be safe. But this is the safe thing to do. It's the right decision. Often right decisions are not always the easy decisions.
One of my daughters actually brought up the question last night as we were watching some of the events is, for the delegates who are digital, are there a lot of events that are going on that are not public for you that you're able to be a part of?
So we have some watch parties, but I think that a lot of folks kind of already have those. Different DFL groups are doing those, and you don't have to be a delegate to be a part of that. We are included in morning meetings. Every morning we get up and, for those who enjoy a coffee, have a coffee and sit and have some wonderful, wonderful speakers. You were just talking about Dan Feehan. He was there this morning. He was great. He really could use our support if you have extra time to make some calls, as well as up in the 8th. Ms. Nygren, we could use some help from folks who are in safe districts.
Well, and
those inside pieces are really great. We had all kinds of folks on. Lieutenant Governor was on. She's amazing. Obviously, I got all like a little puppy wagging my tail when she got on there. I just couldn't hold still. It was so nice to see her kind of sort of in person. But, we got to steal a bit of her time.
The party last night, the first night of the convention online, sure, there was one or two moments like when they had to restart over the South Carolina congressman. And of course, a few people caught off guard that they're supposed to be clapping or something like that. But the reality is that it was there. I always feel encouraged when I see the Democratic convention because I see a country that is diverse, is eclectic, has hope. And is I see a political party that's trying to help the people, which is sadly not the case on the other side of the aisle. I think last night that's exactly what you did see. I mean, there were some stark realities about Trump, but the reality is this is a party that's here to try to help people.
Yes, and is doing a really, really, really great job of coming together. We don't ever always agree on everything. That's just how it's going to be, and that's okay. That's why you have such a wonderful party in the Democrats, and particularly in Minnesota with the DFL, we have party leaders who listen and who care that other people don't agree and want to have a debate and want to always try to move forward and push our barriers and boundaries and listen to one another. And that's what I love the most about it. You can disagree with someone and still respect a vote, even help get them elected, because when it comes down to it, we need to take back some Senate in Congress in our state. We have to take those back. Otherwise, we can't get anything done. Republicans in our state and in our nation have been do nothing or destroy. So either they're doing nothing at all or they're just starting to pull things back and take away any accomplishment, any progress that was made by wonderful people who were willing to work across the aisle and who were willing to come to agreement for the betterment of all people. And so we've really, really been struggling, but it sure has motivated a lot of people.
Jackie Craig joining us. She's delegate for the Democratic Convention virtual this year with the convention canceled in Milwaukee. Did you get – usually I know the convention delegates usually get swag. Did you, they send you a box of stuff or anything like that?
They sent an envelope.
An envelope?
My favorite sign. It is an envelope. My favorite one, though, is a little sign with Joe's glasses on there. So I got a kick out of that. I enjoy that. And buttons and a nice Minnesota pin. Kind of cool. I didn't know. We also have our delegate credentials. I guess that's a big deal. So we received those. That's nice. I guess that is a big deal. I'm someone who doesn't realize that this is my first experience being a delegate. So I guess for people who have been delegates before, I feel worse for them because they've experienced it a different way. And for me, I'm like, what I don't know doesn't hurt me, I guess.
Well, that is like one of the nicer things you can say. Because I got to admit, I'd be the opposite way. I'm like, oh, you got robbed. And here you are. You're like, I don't know any better. I will say this. Is there any talk of maybe in 2024 just taking this entire crew of Democratic delegates and, with the grace of God, pandemic time is over by 2024. And that when we're looking at, I'll just call it as it is, Biden's reelection campaign. We're looking at, has anyone suggested that the same delegates this year would be the ones that they'd send out that year?
I have never heard such a thing, and I don't know that I would necessarily support that. So that's very interesting. There have been talks from Ken, as well you know. Ken is a go-getter. Ken Martin, our party chair, bless him. He's been working really hard to try and make some opportunities for us, even coming into inauguration and different things. So he's working on our behalf. I trust him to do whatever he can to kind of fluff it up for us. So I believe in him to do that. I really do trust him. So
I saw him. Did you see him on TV last night? He was on when they did the big, I think it was like a 20-person Zoom call image after Michelle Obama's speech. There was Ken Martin there on the screen. I saw Ken.
He's so fancy.
Must be nice being on the screen after that speech there, Ken. What are you looking forward to most of all? I mean, obviously we got the Biden speech coming up here, Kamala Harris speeches coming up here. Both are going to be, I think, fairly sensational. What else are you looking forward to coming up over the next few days?
Well, I tend to be a big AOC fan, and so I am looking forward to her remarks. I know that they're kind of abbreviated. I'm looking forward. I'm so glad that some folks who were potentially not being considered early on have been put on the slate to speak. Andrew Yang, he's a pretty interesting guy, especially in these times, and a few other folks who fought. Kind of a different fight, but have joined the team and have united to get the Biden-Harris ticket winning, as we all need, as we need and require for the stability of our country.
What's going to be fun is we are just having so far that first day star-studded. We're looking at pretty much the next few days being star-studded. And then we get to watch the Republicans. Sure, who doesn't love a Kid Rock song? Chachi, the My Pillow guy. It's just going to be a train wreck because it's like, here we have the Goya Beans guy. Yay! Goya Beans. It really is, I'm going to be interested.
Have the torch carriers. lighting provided by your friendly torch carrier.
Oh God! Well, I mean, would you be surprised? I mean, I imagine they're going to have some restrictions on the Republican virtual convention so that there's not some guy coming up with a Nazi flag or wearing a white sheet, for goodness sakes. Because I can tell you what, they're there. Those are some of his most popular guys.
Yeah, you may not be there, but that person, but they certainly love you, and that says something, doesn't it?
Yeah, they do. Yeah, it's like it's what is the Simpsons always said? It's like Fox News, maybe not racist, but number one with racists, and same thing goes for the Republican Party. So, I want to make sure we something you've mentioned a few times here, Dan Feehan down in Minnesota 1, Quinn Nystrom up in Minnesota 8.
Yeah.
We've got, of course, numerous, we got some great Senate candidates for the Minnesota Senate in this state. Tina Smith, of course,
yes,
for the U.S. Senate. We have got, Dean Phillips, want to mention him, Angie Craig. Let's send them back for another 2 years for sure. You say the point is one of the keys here, and one of the great points about the Democratic Convention is to fire up the people that are going to get out there and encourage their neighbors, their friends to go on out there and become active this election cycle. I'm going to let you take a few minutes here and just talk about that because I think it's so important.
It really is. And it would be remiss of me not to mention my very favorite candidate to take back the state Senate would be Lindsay Port. Senate District 56.
Absolutely.
She has a great chance to come up against every school should have a who knows what across or who knows what over its door, Darren Hall, full of malarkey. But he's got to be taken out, and we need that state Senate to get things done in Minnesota. But it is about mobilizing individuals, exciting people to get out, to connect. And we're connecting differently now. We're connecting digitally. We're connecting via the phone a lot, text banking, which is actually really, really interesting and easy. And you can personalize it, which I find actually intriguing. And just talking to your neighbors. I mean, if you're really, really nervous about calling, you really don't have to be. It's easy, and people are feeling kind of lonely. They like to talk. And if you're asking questions about them, good old Carnegie style, right? If you're asking people questions about them and what they want and what they need, they're more likely to talk to you and be interested. And if instead of, like, just pushing on your agenda. So if you're listening to people, if you're talking about what they want and asking them questions that they care about, you know, it's so easy, and it really fulfilling. When you get that really good call, you'll call and you'll dial, and you won't get any answer because people don't always pick their phone, but they're picking them up more now. And when you get that person on the phone and you get to talk about their story and what's going on with them and why this election is important to them and how they would like to connect more, and oh, that feels so good. I'm not going to lie. It's a rush. You feel like you have made a difference in that moment. And ultimately, as long as you're making some calls, you will get at least one of those. And that's all you need. It's like fuel.
Mm-hmm.
It's a wonderful fuel. You know you're making a difference. And people care, and they appreciate that you have cared enough to call.
Dan Hall, reminded, if you see Dan Hall, the Republican senator, make sure you ask him, wait a minute here. The senator, the Republican senator, if you do see him, remind him, ask him this question. Did you just fire a woman because you were angry at a man? And, let's, because they did. They fired a woman because they were angry at a man. Jackie, all my best. I hope you enjoy the next few days of the convention. Thank you very much for the time, and you take care, my friend.
Thank you for having me on. You have a great day.
You bet. Jackie Craig is a delegate to the Democratic Convention, and she's doing it virtually. There you go. We'll take a break. Come on back. It is the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
Would you let animals pick your insurance? Do you really need to experience mayhem to get the best rates? Or how about a celebrity quarterback or fake university saving you money? There's a lot of marketing stunts when it comes to insurance, but what you really need is someone looking out for you. Call Array Insurance, and they will work hard to find you the best insurance coverage and rates. So avoid gimmicks and call Cheryl at Array, 763-504-3067 or arrayinsurance.com. Array Insurance, working hard for you.
Let Next Chapter Booksellers help you catch up on your summertime reading. Their expert staff can help make book recommendations no matter what your taste. Plus, Next Chapter Booksellers also sells a wide variety of puzzles and games. They have free home delivery within St. Paul for orders over $50 and free mail shipments within the U.S. for orders over $50. Open daily by phone from 10 to 3. Call 651-225-8989 or visit nextchapterbooksellers.com.
Hazel's Northeast is back and offering some of the most creatively prepared comfort food you'll find. Delicious breakfast options include the slow-cooked brisket hash, chicken fried steak, and the famed drunken banana French toast. Or for lunch and dinner, there's Swedish meatballs, wild rice gumbo, and more. Hazel's Northeast is open Wednesdays through Saturdays, 8 to 8, and Sundays, 9 to 2. Hazel's Northeast delivers real good food. Family-owned at 29th and Johnson in Minneapolis. Make your reservation now at hazelsne2go.com.
Hey, it's Brett from FYI Politics, and I want to tell you about some special coverage we're having this week on AM 950 of the Democratic National Convention. Each day of the DNC from 4 until 6 p.m., we're going to be airing special coverage from the Devil's Advocates radio show. Then each weeknight of the convention from 8 o'clock until midnight, we'll air all of the big speeches, plus have some political analysis from the Devil's Advocates radio show out of Milwaukee. Again, that's live coverage of the DNC on AM 950 each day of the convention from 4 until 6 and also 8 o'clock until midnight.
One story I wanted to try to get to, but Patrick, I think you got a little bit of this. You're spot on with part of this. There's the Postal Service is pulling back on these limitations that they put into place with the mail sorters, mail the drop off boxes and stuff. You brought up the point before the show that you thought part of this was because Trump opened his blab hole and basically made the Postmaster General have to walk it back. Correct.
Yep, because he said in the interview, I think it was on Fox News, he said, well, if they don't have the money, they can't do mail-in voting. And that was his rationale for taking the money away.
Mm-hmm. There is a protest. Fox 9 had a story of a protest up in Monticello. That's not exactly liberal territory. And if they're up in Monticello protesting the post office cuts, then I can guarantee you that that is one of the things, too, is the last thing they want to do is do something so drastic that, you know, when you're talking about medications and pills and checks that are in the mail, yeah, the last thing you need to do is make a lot of people really upset. So I'll get that story posted as well today. Thank you to Brad Brown. Thank you to Jackie Craig for joining us today. Reminder, the special programming comes up right after the show. Devil's Advocate guys take us till 6 o'clock. We start with the convention speeches at 8 o'clock tonight. That goes till 10 o'clock. And then 10 o'clock till midnight, Devil's Advocate guys back again with analysis of the day's happenings. Taking us out today, let's get Kesha. Why not? There you go. We're back tomorrow. Till then, see ya.
Hey, whatever, girl. My glasses, I'm out the door. I'm gonna hit this city.
Let's
before
go.
I leave, brush my teeth with a bottle of Jack. Cause when I leave for the night, I ain't coming back. I'm talking pedicure on our toes. Trying on all our clothes. Boys blowing up our phones. Dropped up and playing our favorite CDs. Pulling up to the parties. Trying to get a little bit tipsy. Don't stop me. Unless they look like Mick Jagger. I'm talking about everybody getting crunk. Boys try to